I remember the policeman coming, and, you know, I remember thinking, why is he here? And why does he want me to sit down? And why, you know, does he want me to put the dog away? You know, and then it sort of hit me, yeah, you know, is he okay? And they said no.
On May 4th, 2014, Kathy Redovich's life changed forever. Her 19-year-old son, Garrick Romer, died by suicide.
There's a 6'6" guy, right? And he hung himself in his closet. And he didn't have to be, it wasn't like you see on TV where you, somebody's jumping off of a bridge or something, or hanging from a tree and your feet are dangling. All he did was have to do really was kneel down, you know, and he could have just stood back up. So that was difficult for me.
Garrick was a sophomore at the University of Michigan who lived with friends in a house near campus when the incident took place. Kathy says her son suffered from depression, and while he was loved by many, he felt alone many times, a feeling he didn't really share.
In every picture you see, he's happy and healthy.
Kathy explains just how well her son hid his emotions as she looks at one of his track photos. He was on the team at the University of Michigan. To help others like Garrick, the Washtenaw County Health Department will host a suicide prevention town hall on February 7th.
Suicide is preventable.
Dr. Jesse Kimbrough-Marshall is the medical director for Washtenaw County. She says suicide deaths in the county increased from 6 to 10 per year from 2006 to 2016. The age group between 15 and 24 years old has seen the highest rate of suicide completions. And while it hasn't been determined exactly what is causing the change, Dr. Marshall says they're not ruling out peer pressure on social media.
What we see locally as well as nationally is that when it comes to suicide completions, males tend to have higher rates, largely due to using more lethal means at trying to attempt suicide. However, when it comes to suicide attempts, we see females with higher rates because conversely, they're tending to use less lethal means.
The Family Crisis Center of Washtenaw County offers help to those who are suffering from depression and may even be contemplating suicide. Edwina Jarrett is the founder of the center and provides counseling.
I think that it's important for a person who is going through this to realize that, one, they're not alone. When they work in agencies that have got other people like them, then they don't feel so alone and they actually have a connection to be able to talk to other people. It's a matter of opening up and finding out what the deep-seated root problem is. Are they having problems at home? Are they being bullied in school? Do they not have friends? Do they have a disability that they're being teased about? Or are they older and this is something that they've lived with all of their lives and they're just tired?
Kathy will share Garrick's story at the town hall, and while it's been very difficult for her family, she smiles from ear to ear when she remembers her son. She told me about her favorite memory.
It's the first moment I saw him. It was interesting. He was born and had all this hair, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, you look like a little old man, you know? And at that moment, I thought, you have lived a lifetime. You're a wise old man, and I knew, you know, I knew he was going to be good, you know, and that he was going to have a great life. And he did. He really did. He, you know, he lived the life he wanted up until his death. And I know he didn't want that.
For more information on suicide prevention or depression, visit our website at WEMU.org. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.